Well, first of all, just a warm welcome to all the family and friends that are here, and to the children, you look beautiful. I mean, the boys, you look manly. Girls, you look beautiful. It's always one of my favorite masses of the year. It's just such a beautiful mass, and to see the faith of children. But as I was thinking about what to preach on for this mass, I had a homily prepared for this weekend, and about 2 hours ago, I don't know why it hit me, but it just hit me. I'm like, this would be a terrible First Communion Mass homily. And so I'm changing it, and we'll see what happens. So here you go. There's this philosophy in life that's going around right now, and it's this. Seeing is believing. What do I mean by that? In other words, prove it to me. And if you can't scientifically prove it to me, I'm not going to believe it. It's an attitude of I just won't trust unless you give me proof. But this is kind of a silly attitude if you think about it. Because obviously when I see something, I don't need to believe in it anymore. When I see a giraffe, I don't have to believe in this mythological beast that has this huge neck, is yellow, and has brown spots. I just know it. I don't say I believe in giraffes. I say giraffes exist because I've seen one. But the point is, we only believe in what we cannot see, in what we haven't seen. You know, this is Thomas's line tonight. He says, I will not believe unless the mark, I see the mark of the nails and put my hand into those marks. And in contrast to that, what does Jesus say? He says, blessed are those who haven't seen and believe. Kids, today you are going to receive Jesus in the Eucharist for the first time. It is going to taste like bread. It's going to look like bread. And when you receive from the chalice, it's going to taste like wine. Hopefully you've never tasted wine yet. So this is going to be your first taste of wine. But it is actually his body and his blood. And without it, we can't get eternal life. He tells us that. So the question then becomes, why should we believe Jesus? To believe somebody means that you accept what they say to be true. And in one aspect, kids, it's a very natural thing. It's a human thing to do. We do it all the time. And we don't even think about it. When I go to the doctor, and when you go to the doctor looks at you, right? He feels your throat. He sticks something down your throat, makes you gag. And then you're coughing and sneezing. And then he looks at you and says, you have strep throat. I have never heard a doctor say that a kid said back to him, prove it. They've never said that. And in fact, it gets even more. You believe the doctor even more because the doctor's like, here's some pills or here's a syrup. Take it. You don't know what's in that. You don't scientifically break it down. You just trust the doctor and you take the cough medicine or you take the antibiotic. Let's see here. Ella, have you ever been to Rome? You ever been to Italy? Is Italy a real country? That's a good answer. She's like, I don't know. If I asked any adult who hasn't been to Rome, raise your hand if you haven't been to Rome. Okay, is Italy a country? Is Rome a city? How do you know that? If you've never been there. Because you trust other people that have been there. You don't even know if they're showing you pictures of Rome. They could be showing you pictures of Okinawa. And you're like, wow, there's a lot of Japanese people in Rome. We believe it all. Think about this. If I introduce myself and I say, you know, to this person, I say, hi, I'm Father Josh Waltz. They don't say, prove it. They don't make me get my ID out and show them my ID. If you ever listen to a GPS, you know, those when we're driving, it says, turn right. I've never heard somebody say, prove it. Like in the car. We trust those stupid computers more than we trust God. That's crazy to think about. These are all natural acts of faith. It is divine faith. Godly faith, when we accept the testimony of someone who is godly or divine and is capable of speaking about heavenly things. But we only believe, or we should only believe, if they're trustworthy. A lot of people have said a lot of things about God. How many of them are trustworthy? Jesus proves to us that he's God by rising from the dead. And so everything that he said is true. You know, Jesus says that the Eucharist is his body and his blood. Other people have said it's not his body and his blood. It's a symbol of his body and his blood. But if Jesus told me that it's his body and his blood, or somebody else told me it's not, who would you believe? Thank you. Yes. I didn't even plan that. So, but you guys, it's that easy. If a little child can understand that, why can we not figure that out? Why do we have so many divisions in the church? Jesus said it. He said, this is my body, this is my blood. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life within you. And you know what? At that teaching, a lot of people that were following Jesus left him. They said, this teaching's too hard. If he meant it as a symbol, that's not a hard teaching. That's an easy teaching. Jesus said a lot of things. He said, I'm a gate. Nobody's like, he's not really a gate. He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Nobody's like, he doesn't look like a vine. Because those were all symbolic language. But when Jesus says, this is my body, this is my blood, he meant it. All right, I'm going to ask some questions here. These are, kids, this is just for you, okay? We went over this in class, so it shouldn't be hard. So, when Jesus walks up and he sees this blind guy, and the blind guy says, I want to see. Jesus says to him, see. And what happens? Shout it out. He sees. And then when Jesus walks up to a man who's crippled and can't walk, and he says, get up and walk. What happens? And when he's out on the Sea of Galilee and there's a big storm and the apostles are crying and screaming that they're going to die and the boat's going to flip over, Jesus gets up and he says, quiet. And what happens? It gets quiet. Last question, you ready? At the Last Supper, Jesus took a piece of bread and he said, this is my body. What happened? Turned into his body. This is not rocket science. The Eucharist is the gift that God gave us to be close to us. He didn't want to leave us orphans. And so he gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit and then his own presence living in the Eucharist. Kids, what you are about to receive is God's greatest treasure. So stay close to him. Go to Mass. Live as he lived. And I want to leave you with a quote that I heard from a very wise priest one time. He said this, the most important thing in this life is to know the most important thing, and then to make the most important thing the most important thing. I'm going to say it again. The most important thing to know in this life is what is the most important thing. And once you know the most important thing, to make the most important thing the most important thing. The most important thing in this life is God. And the way that you make the most important thing, God, the most important thing, is by staying close to him in the Mass, through reading his word, and through receiving communion. Kids, I pray tonight that as you receive Jesus for the first time, you will know that he is the most important thing. May you never leave him, and may you always stay close to him.